The Loose Cannons are on the air.
What are we doing? What are you doing?
Steve Hartman.
Wrong.
Mike Costa.
Instead of going on the air and mistakenly calling Stan Musial the Splendid Splinter, I asked Steve. I knew it was, but I just wasn't sure. Okay, so there. And then the
on Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego.
Hour number two of the Loose Cannons underway on a Friday. Hope you guys have a good Friday afternoon. Mr. Woods in for Steve Hartman, having fun at my expense.
Oh, that, yeah.
Some gold radio right there.
It happens, man.
When you are paid to speak, that is what your bosses are looking for right there.
Absolutely.
Short, sweet, succinct, to the point. Got the message across to the loyal Loose Cannon family members. Yeah.
Well done.
Oh, I appreciate it. That's got to go on the resume.
Yeah.
Definitely. We're going to get to the 4 at 4 here in a second. Coming up at 4:30, we'll talk a little Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. And if you don't know, Floyd Mayweather dropped something today on Conor McGregor that has now taken the promotion of this fight to DEFCON 1. We're going to have that for you at 4:30. And then at 4:45, I don't care what you're doing today, where you are. You are going to want to be with us because of some audio we have uncovered. And that's all I'm going to say. Whatever you do today, you have to be with us at 4:45. But right now, it's that time.
4 at 4.
4 top stores of the day. He's always laughing.
4 at 4 is brought to you by Sombrero Mexican Food, serving the freshest San Diego style Mexican food.
That's right. You need healthy and keep all the flavor at Sombrero. Check them out at sombreromex.com. Looking up on the screen here in studio, picture of apparently the new face of baseball. Aaron Judge.
You're damn right, my man. Look at him. You're going to lose me for like the next 2 hours. I'll be staring right at that screen.
Because it's Red Sox Yankees this weekend.
Oh, my God. And it doesn't matter if it's April, if it's October, those two. It is just, I got to watch my mouth.
It's funny because Judge and Richard would say Bryce Harper.
Yeah. Yes, he would.
Yeah. And
he would fight to the death.
And Tony Gwynn Jr. says Mike Trout.
Oh, wow.
Also good.
Which is great for the game.
Yeah, you can't lose.
Yeah, you're right. Starting to get these names, you know, to...
They need something.
Yep.
Yeah, but sometimes I don't think the question even needs to be about baseball, and his answer is Bryce Harper.
True.
What's your favorite pizza topping?
Bryce Harper.
Where are you going on vacation? Bryce Harper. What's the name of your fiance?
Bryce Harper.
He's going to get two dogs named Bryce and Harper.
Oh, you know he is. A couple little Shih Tzus or Malteses. All right, let's get it started.
Number 4.
And I said, no, I don't smoke it no more.
Beantown says no more Panda Express.
And let it be known, Panda Express is phenomenal.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Orange chicken off the hook. But yeah, the Boston Red Sox today, you're laughing out of your skin on this one. They've designated Pablo Sandoval for assignment, which basically ends one of the worst transactions in team history. They still are on the hook for $49 million.
I guess they don't do everything right in Boston, like all the Red Sox fans. They're not all homegrown, and they don't throw money away. Apparently they do, a lot of it.
What would have been worse for the San Diego Padres? Let me put the Padres into this story, because they were going hard after Sandoval.
More money. They offered more.
Yeah, they offered more. He went to Boston, but... because that deal was not made, they opened the door to get Kimbrel and all those other moves, which did not pan out. Which would have been the worst? Right. I mean, Panda not... I guess more money would have been the worst for the Padres.
You don't know that Panda wouldn't have worked here. Honest to God. I mean, you know, playing in Boston, playing in San Diego is a lot different.
San Diego food's healthier. Not as fattening.
Well, and when you live in San Diego, you're like, I cannot be a fat pig. I need to slim down.
Well, there was Matt Kemp.
Yeah, he was chubby.
The hobo look. I guess, yeah.
But Pablo could have thrived here. You never know. Yeah. I mean, it's a whole different world.
Never got in shape, really never contributed. 161 games, batted .237, 14 home runs, 59 RBIs, a .646 ops, and 21 errors at third base. They, according to baseballreference.com, he was worth two wins less.
Yeah.
Than the value of a replacement player.
Never got in shape, didn't contribute. He could be my next radio partner. Next co-host. Panda and Woodsy. Here we go.
But we had, you know, we talked about this yesterday as far as the baseball union, and as strong as they are, and NFL players having a problem with the guaranteed money that NBA players and baseball players get. This bag of S is still going to get paid $49 million for doing absolutely zip.
Now think about A-Rod, man. A-Rod, he made a killing when he was out of the game. A killing.
Dude, think of Bobby Bonilla.
Bobby Bonilla still getting what?
Still, yeah.
How much a year? Still getting $5 million or
something
$2
like
million,
that? Whatever he
like
deferred.
That? It's insane. But he deferred it. That was genius.
Yes, it was.
Genius.
But is it easier to stomach, and I use stomach because we're talking about Pablo Sandoval, but as a baseball fan, when we can't even think in the stratosphere financially that these guys are involved in, is it easier to look at him and go, okay, you just ate pizza all the time, you ate yourself out of a job, you were never into it, versus the guys we know are just juiced out of their minds, like A-Rod, who just continue to get the money, and they cheated to get the money.
What's worse? I don't know.
What's easier to kind of absorb as a fan?
You know, it bugged me today that I saw, because of Pablo, I saw some article about, does there need to be a buyout clause in Major League Baseball? Why? Because the Red Sox screwed up? It's happened to the Yankees a billion times.
What happens to a lot of teams?
It happens to a ton of teams. Yeah. And, you know, man, maybe this sounds terrible. I'd rather have a guy on juice that's trying than some load that just eats himself and doesn't care. At least, like, when Andy Pettit did juice, he did juice to recover so that he could get back and help the team.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, man, forgiven. I forgive you. Yeah. I forgive you. You wanted to win that bad, and I'm fine with that. I'm more fine with that than some slob that doesn't care.
Yeah, the Balco guys need to visit the Padres.
Oh, yeah.
If there's some still around, we move on.
Oh, side note, Bobby Bonilla, $1.19 million every July 1st.
Unbelievable.
Heyday.
God.
It's nice work if you can get it.
Yep. Number three.
Pay the price.
America's team might be losing one of its stars off its flag.
Boy, if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, woo! Now, we have other NFL news that came down today. Michael Floyd, receiver for the Minnesota Vikings, has been suspended four games by the NFL because of his failed drug test for
alcohol.
For alcohol. Yeah. And he's using the very, very popular kombucha defense. Now, I did not know kombucha tea has alcohol in it.
It's a little bit fermented.
Okay, yeah. But there's...
It's like hooch.
All right.
Jailhouse hooch.
Because we kept all the raisins from our raisin brand, and we just let it ferment in the toilet,
yeah.
And that's what we drink.
Yeah, you know? Orange peels and raisins.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
Delicious.
Okay, now, I didn't know kombucha had alcohol in it, and my son drinks kombucha all the time.
Why do you think he does? Why? Come on, Costa.
A little SOBs. Pull one over on me.
Yes, he is.
So he says, man, the kombucha tea had... It had alcohol in it. Anyhow, Floyd is gone for four games. And Mike Zimmer told him, and he said it yesterday, I guess, he told the guy face-to-face or over the phone, listen, dude, if I find out that you're lying, that you were actually drinking or something else, I'm cutting you on the spot.
Yeah, wow. Zimmer doesn't mess around, man.
No. As far as America's team, the Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott, they're saying, could face a 1 to 2 game suspension. He received today a report from the NFL on its findings from their investigation into a 2016 domestic violence accusation against him. And sources around Elliott say he's preparing a response to the league. He was questioned in July of 2016 by Columbus, Ohio police after a former girlfriend accused him of assaulting her multiple times over the course of a week. The woman told police that in one instance, he assaulted her while they sat in a parked car.
It's a huge loss for the Cowboys. I mean, obviously, he is one of the biggest parts of their offense. But, you know, it happened so long ago, and I remember it was brought up, and then it was just kind of forgotten. And mm-hmm. it's weird to me that it's now been brought up again.
Well, wasn't there the picture of him at, like, some party or something where he was...
The St. Paddy's Day Parade in Dallas, which I've been to 100 times, and it's bonkers.
Is it really? Bonkers.
But what they didn't tell you about that story is that girl was the girl he was dating at the time.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Zeke seems to have been a pretty model citizen his first year.
And I don't think there was any – well, this is a girl in Ohio, but that's 2016.
Yeah.
So, no, I was just going over power football rankings in the NFL, the power rankings, and a lot of people say that it's – you know, it's not the AFC West that's the strongest. It's the NFC East.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we had Dak Prescott proclaiming at the ESPYs on the red carpet, yeah, Dallas is going to win the division again this year. Obviously, he's not – thinking about without Zeke Elliott.
But gotta have Zeke. Yeah, got to.
They're saying it's going to be a short suspension, 1 or 2 games. But as we know, you only get 16 of them, man.
Yeah,
and exactly. A lot of the times, how many times does it come back to haunt you in the end? Oh, God, if we only won that game.
Yep.
So we're waiting for the response from Zeke Elliott, and a suspension may be looming.
Number two.
Apparently is not so big. It's Lonzo's game.
Amazing.
So Ernie, you could say it's a ball world after all.
Actually, it's not.
No, it's not a ball world.
It's amazing.
All right.
Amazing.
I am not a marketing major. I am not
a
marketing.
You don't have to be.
Okay. We were talking about this in the sports pit with Ernie when we were putting the show together. It would be like you walking in here and wearing the competitor's T-shirt.
Right.
And from
across the street.
Right. And it'd be like, Steve, yeah, probably not the – nah, let's not do that.
And I'm like, what? I just want to channel the greatness that is them.
Okay. You know? So we come out with the – we've got the Lonzo 2, the Zo 2, whatever it was. It's got like the Wonder Woman emblem on the back of it. Whatever the case may be.
Orthopedic in nature.
Yeah. And he just bombs wearing those the first night. Wears them again the second game in the summer league. And he has a decent night. But then he rolls out in the Kobe Mambas, the Nikes, the purple and all that stuff. And he just goes berserk. We had a stat yesterday. It was a triple-double. Blocks. I mean, all this great
amazing
stuff. Right. And, of course, again, going back to talking about the Chargers' worst nightmare, what's everybody talking about? It's Summer League NBA.
I know.
And we're talking about the NBA and Lonzo Ball.
I swear to God, I didn't even know the Summer League existed until this year. I'm not even kidding. That's how little I follow basketball.
In all honesty, I have never watched a Summer League game. I watched the first one the night that Lonzo Ball, what was it, last Friday?
Yeah.
Debuted. Because it's just you're intrigued to see what he does. Okay, so he wears the Mambas and he goes off and for a big triple-double. Well, last night, Lonzo Ball is in James Harden's Adidas.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Signature shoes.
I don't get it. What are you doing, man? What are you doing to your brand, your own brand, your $500 sneaker that you're trying to sell out of your dad's garage?
I think you hit on it, though.
What are you doing?
$500. I don't think the shoes are moving. And it's not Lonzo going, this big baller stuff's crap. I got to, you know, maybe I am working on a deal with Nike. But again, marketing 101, I would be seeing nothing but big baller brand wherever I was. If you're trying to launch this and you want to be bigger than Under Armour and Adidas and Nike, you're going about it the wrong way.
Now, does Lonzo have a stake in the brand?
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Well, and that, I mean...
Yeah, because he's the face of the brand.
If he's
right.
Losing money, he's got to have some type of extra money just in case. I don't know, but it's just like...
Well, okay, here's his fallback. If he wants, he could right now call Nike, Adidas, or Under Armour and make a mega deal.
Yeah, give me a deal.
They would sign him in a heartbeat.
In a second.
No harm, no foul. But if you're trying to get this and you're going to make this thing bigger than anybody else, it's just not the right way to do it. And how many kids – here's another point. How many kids see him go off in Kobe shoes and go, oh,
yeah, that's what I'm getting.
There's the ticket.
Well, it's why I'm wearing my Costa and Woodsy shirt right now. And that's I'm trying to make this thing happen, man.
How many people saw him go off in Harden shoes and went, ah, mom, dad, those are the shoes that I want.
And the dad and mom say, oh, absolutely, because they're half of what your nurse's shoes cost.
Exactly. Speaking of that, did you see the shot that J.J. Watt took at
brilliant.
At Lonzo?
Brilliant.
He's hyping his J.J. 2. It's his second signature training shoe with Reebok. Debuted today, $99. Watt took a dig at him on Twitter. He said his shoe is $400 less than some shoes on the market and that they're 100% more effective. And oh, by the way, he actually wears them.
Brilliant.
Kaboom! Right in his face. All right, let's wrap it up.
Number one.
Underdog. Can the Padres be giant killers in the second half of the season?
Well, San Diego, we're looking for something to hang our hat on. They open up with the Giants tonight, 3 out at Petco. They're sitting in fourth place in front of the Giants.
Yeah.
And we talk in terms of, oh, they should do this and they should do that and yada, yada, yada. We'll talk a little Padres later on. But realistically, what can we expect from this team this year?
Well,
the second half of the season, excuse me.
I think you can be giant killers. The question is, do you want to be and should you be? You know, I mean, you're
is the tank word coming into play here?
The tank word's coming into play. I mean, obviously the guys aren't going to go out and give less effort, but this is why I'm talking about moving a lot of guys to get a lot back.
And you want to be giant killers at least this weekend.
Undoubtedly.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Take three from them.
Do you? What are you playing for?
Okay, are we talking putting Will Myers on the mound to pitch? Yeah, or just kind of like, if I was the Padres, and I said this a while ago, I would add every prospect that you really think has the potential to make it, I would have them up here now.
Absolutely.
Cut your teeth in a season that does not matter.
Absolutely.
And take your lumps, and you're that much quicker to your goal in 19 or 20 of being a contender.
Look at every biggest mistake that we have made at some point in our life, and we've wanted to make amends. I sort of feel that's where A.J. Preller is. The things that he has done backfired. This is an opportunity. He's a smart guy. They brought him in for a reason. My belief is that he is going to do the right thing for the team. Only time will tell, of course. But I'm buying into what Preller is doing at this time. He's going to get rid of the guys that he feels they need to get rid of.
Can get a return.
Get a return.
But, I mean, what do you want to see? Do you want to see him? They're not... I mean, they don't have the guns to make a run.
I want to see them win. I mean, I think obviously
you want that 11th pick in the draft. You got to have it.
But that it says something. When you go to the ballpark, you don't want to go for the next month and a half of the warm season here in San Diego before school gets underway. You want to be able to go a ball game. I went to the Dodger game with a bunch of family that are Dodger fans, and when you're walking out of there, losing to the Dodgers, just like, God, this sucks.
No, it sucks.
Aren't we calloused to it?
We should be.
If you see the Padres lose, are you really like, oh, my God, this is new. How do I deal with this? I got to go see my shrink.
I mean, we got to put the tank in full effect right now. That's what I'm talking about, man. I really am. We got to. We want those picks.
Eric Ivar is catching tonight.
Absolutely.
All right. Nick wants to talk about Lonzo's shoes. Hey, Nick, welcome to the Loose Cannons. How's your Friday going, brother?
Oh, man, I'm already on my way home, and I'm ready for the weekend. We got a 15-pound ribeye that's been aging for 7 weeks.
Oh, God.
Barbecue tonight. So, gone.
Huge. What about Lonzo's shoes?
Well, I think that dad, I think he's kind of a clown, but you know, how do you know he's not trying out these other shoes and then taking them home and cutting them apart to find out how to make his a better shoe.
The science behind Big Baller Brand.
Maybe you do it in a gym. Maybe you do it in a gym or in your driveway without people seeing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if his shoes are garbage and he wants to make it a better product, go and get the best-selling ones. And do what you can to copy them. That's what China does. They copy everything. So
yes, they do. I was just there. I'm living proof.
Yeah. So wait. You just went to China and now you're living proof. What, did you get cloned or something?
No, I bought a belt and some shoes, and they're actually high quality fakes, knockoffs.
There you go.
All right. All right, so Big Ball Brand needs to get in cahoots with China,
and I don't buy it. I don't buy that. That's what he was doing. I don't.
It's hard to pinpoint exactly what you're doing, because anybody who has any sort of a promotional responsibility in their lives, like we do here in radio,
right.
You're not going to do something that makes people. You're not going to say, "Hey, look over there." You're going to say, "Hey, look over here. Listen over here."
Costa, I worked at 94.9 for 7 years. And 91X was our main competitor. Mm-hmm. And they put on an X Fest one year that had Queens of the Stone Age, Arctic Monkeys, all my favorite bands. I wanted to go, but I didn't. And I couldn't because I couldn't be seen there.
I know.
You ride for the brand.
You do.
You ride for the brand. And I don't know what this kid's doing. I get it. It's only Summer League. But like you said, a bunch of people are watching Summer League now.
And you know, what Nick said about, you know, you take the shoe home and you deconstruct it and you want to make your shoes like it. But if you have, let's say Nike has proprietary rights to some technology that they're using in their shoe.
You can't just do that.
they're already
working out of the garage anyway. I can see it.
Suddenly your shoe is so very similar to what they have, like what a Chinese knockoff would be. You not only would you get popped by the lawyers for whatever company it is, but then you're blowing a hole in your brand when people think, oh, all you did was try to copy what other shoes did, and you're charging us that much more money for them.
It makes no sense. It's asinine is what it is.
Making sure that you are with us coming up at 4:45, we have uncovered some audio. Actually, it's off of a video that we had no idea existed, but we got our hands on it, and it is I don't really know how to describe what it is, but we're going to have it for you at 4:45. Question for you out there: is a passing of the torch going on right before our eyes in professional fighting, and are we about to crown a new king? We're going to tell you what that means after this.
Hornberger with you, Mark and Rich Show, coming up Monday right at noon. Don't miss a thing with us as we review the weekend series against the Giants and trade rumors. Obviously, some tradable pieces on display during the Giants-Padres matchup. We'll talk about it on Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego.
Keep listening for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the party on opening day at the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club on Wednesday, July 19th, also my birthday. Enjoy craft beer and cocktails, prize giveaways, and more.
How nice of them to schedule it on your birthday.
Well, you know, we go way back.
That is huge.
Del Mar Thoroughbred Club.
Hey, coming up at 5:20, you're going to hear the cue to call if you have the code word that Nick and Judd gave out at 7:20. You'd be the first caller at 570-1360. Do not call before I give you the cue, because Brent will not answer the phone. But you have the right word when we cue to call. You're going to get the one-day passes to Comic-Con. Also, next week, you're going to have three chances to win per day until Wednesday. Be listening for the code word at 720, and then be listening to our cue to call with the word at 1220 during the Mark and Rich Show, 320 and 520. In fact, you and Nick will be giving it out next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Yeah, buddy. Woodsy and Hardwick in the morning. I'm sure he gets top billing, actually. Hardwick.
What did he ever do?
Yeah, exactly.
He's got tattoos. That's it.
Exactly.
I want, if you're a UFC fan or a boxing fan, join us at 570-1360. I want to get your thoughts on what is going on right now with Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather as they promote the mega fight. And the reason we asked if it's a passing of the torch, is this the way it's going down, and with popularity in boxing waning, and obviously UFC is just massive right now, is this boxing agreeing to this fight with Conor McGregor? Is it them basically saying, all right, uncle, you are more popular than we are.
Yeah, you win. That's it. I mean, we talked about it before the show. Remember when we were younger, I used to get the butterflies in my stomach to watch Tyson Holyfield. I mean, you'd get 20 guys in a room, and I haven't had that feeling. I couldn't name three boxers. Honest to God, I couldn't. Not three.
Okay, I know.
I know Floyd.
Floyd. Canelo Alvarez.
Never heard of him.
Julio Cesar Chavez Jr.
I remember his dad.
Remember his dad.
Klitschko? Klitschko still fight?
Okay, Klitschko in the heavyweight ranks. Heavyweight. But when, like, obviously when Ali and Foreman were going at it, and yep. Ken Norton.
Oh, so rad.
Then Larry Holmes.
Mike
and obviously
Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
Holyfield, Spinks, you know, Mitch Blood Green. I mean, my God, I knew all these guys because I was into it.
Right. That's when the heavyweight rank was royalty.
It was the sweet science.
In
man.
Boxing.
Yeah.
And now it's like, who knows?
Cares? Who knows who cares?
Who cares? And if you're a UFC fan, 570-1360, the promotion of the fight, has it piqued your interest or has it turned you off? Now, they're doing this world tour of promoting the fight.
Like every day there's a press conference.
It seems like there's a press conference every day. And I'm going to start off with a clip first. Brent McGregor was asked a question by one of the reporters there. It had to do with, I think, the Rocky III movie. Listen up.
Who will win between you and Rocky III?
Rocky III. I'm trying to think which one was Rocky III. That was where everybody had them at Celebrity Gym. And the dancing monkeys in the gym and all. That was where he was in the... Yeah.
Be honest.
Me.
Okay. So he's asked... Is that the one where they have the celebrities or whatever and the dancing monkeys in the gym? Okay. There's a couple of things you just don't do, period, in any context when it comes to somebody who's black in this world.
Yep.
I'm not even saying this country. Monkey, it doesn't even enter in the vocabulary.
Right, right.
And most people know this.
Correct. Connor is, he's a different breed. He's from a different place.
Right.
And not that he gets a pass.
No.
At all. But yeah, he's definitely put his foot in his mouth a few times already and doesn't really seem to care.
Well, and he talked in terms, he addressed Floyd Mayweather as boy.
Oh my God.
And again, there's one thing you don't do. Now, in defense of Irish people, they have the word boyo.
Yeah, hey, boyo.
Yep. They say, hey, watch yourself, boyo, that type of thing. And that's referring to like a young guy.
Right.
But boy?
Yeah, nope.
You
don't do it.
You don't do it, period.
You just don't do it.
And you don't even ask why.
No.
You just should know you don't do it.
Yeah.
All right, here was Floyd Mayweather talking about Conor McGregor and what he's done so far in their promotion.
Your opinion on some of those? Did he go too far?
I think that disrespecting my daughter, disrespecting the mother of my daughter, disrespecting black women, calling black people monkeys, is totally disrespectful. I have a diverse team, a diverse staff. And when I was young, I may have said some things that I shouldn't have said when I was young. But we live, we learn, and you don't say those things once you get to a certain age. It's all about growth and maturity. But it's total disrespect. Today he came out today and did it again. You know, you do not disrespect, I don't care if it's white women, black women, white men, black men, Asian, Latina, or Latino. You don't disrespect people. To give respect, you must give respect. And, you know, we live and we learn. And like I said before, as we get older, we grow and we get wisdom, we get maturity. And I guess, you know, when you get older, he probably look back and say, you know, I shouldn't say that.
It's somebody who starts smoking today and then when they get lung cancer or whatever, 10 years down the road, whatever it is, and say, oh my God, I didn't know cancers or cigarettes were bad for you. It's like, no, it's you know, everybody knows smoking's bad for you.
Correct.
So Conor McGregor cannot claim ignorance. He cannot say, well, this is what we say in Ireland, whatever the case may be. You've been in the United States long enough. You know what's up, kid.
And, you know, Floyd beats women. So to listen to Floyd on his pulpit is tough to talk about disrespecting women,
yes.
whether they're black, white, whatever. Floyd is a notorious, he's notorious
yes.
for hitting women. And, you know, this is the bad part. Do you want to root for the boorish Irishman, or do you want to root for the wife-beating Floyd Mayweather?
Well, Floyd Mayweather came down from his pulpit today and got into the muck.
Oh, did he?
With Conor McGregor.
Didn't see this one yet.
No. Floyd called Conor, and I quote, punk, the English term for a cigarette.
Right. The slang of yeah. what you call a gay person.
Yes.
Yeah, awful.
And a hoe. Today.
I mean, here, this is it. This is what we all wanted, isn't it? Here
well,
we go.
Is it just building and intrigue in the fight? Are you thinking to yourself, oh my God, I have to buy this fight for $100. I don't want to have the FOMO, the fear of missing out. Right. I've got to say, yeah, I saw it. Oh my God, whether you liked it or not. Or are people just like, you know what? You've turned me off so much, I don't give a crap what you do.
Well, the purse for this thing is massive. They're depending on everybody to get pay-per-view. I'm not an MMA guy. I was a boxing guy years ago. I want to watch this fight. You know, it's like the NFL. How much bad stuff happens in the NFL? How many bad dudes are there? Do we care? No. We paint up our faces on Sunday. We get the bratwurst out. We grill up. We drink beer. And we watch football. And it doesn't – it honest to God, I mean – it's sad that that's what it is, but that's where we're at, man. We want entertainment. This is entertaining, and I think we're going to all watch.
Dan has thoughts on Floyd Mayweather. Hey, Dan, welcome to the Cannons. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Great show as always, but who is Mayweather kidding? You know, I haven't paid to watch anything of this guy because he beats women. He's going to sit here and talk about him disrespecting, you know, McGregor talking about disrespecting women when he goes, but it's okay for him to go out and beat people or beat women.
Yeah.
Well, what do you make of him giving us the Sermon on the Mount today, and then, or it was yesterday, whatever it was, and then he counters with, he calls Conor McGregor a derogatory term for a homosexual person.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the pot calling the kettle of black.
Yeah.
You know, he again, a lot of this is probably just for the hype, but to me, it's not worth it. I'm not going to pay my good money to watch a piece of trash like that.
Are you going
to
go somewhere and watch it, though? Because that's probably what I'm going to do.
I have never watched the Mayweather fight, and I never will.
Dan, appreciate the phone call, man. I think it's causing a lot of people to take the step back and go,
good, yeah.
How important is it for me to say I was able to watch this? And maybe there's a school of thought starting to build, like, both of these guys are pieces of trash.
Yeah.
I want to have nothing to do with it, and I want to...
I'm seeing a lot. I'm seeing a lot of, man, I hope Mayweather whips his ass. And then I'm seeing a lot of, man, I'm seeing a lot of Conor needs to take it to this guy and show him what's up with MMA. And,
right.
You know, and he's going to outbox the world's best boxer. And I mean, I don't think Conor's got a prayer, to be honest with you, but
there's no gray area now. It's, I want to see Floyd kill Conor.
Yeah.
I want to see Conor just smash Floyd's face.
Absolutely.
In.
Absolutely. There's no more, hey, I'm going to watch and see what happens.
I just want to see a good fight.
Exactly.
I want to see a nice, fair, athletic contest.
Right.
All right. Steve has thoughts on the All-Star game since we're together today. It passed a couple days. And another thing, we didn't know Judson Richards had a YouTube channel, but apparently he does. And we have found a music tribute that might make you shed tears of joy or absolutely puke. We're going to have it for you next.
Coming into the All-Star break, the Padres won 5 of their last 7. How did they fare this weekend against the San Francisco Giants? We'll lay it all out starting at 6 a.m. on Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego.
All right, the iHeartRadio Music Festival is back. Legendary performances from the biggest names in music. All the details for everything you need to know happens Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. Be listening. Be listening for this right now, 570-1360. First caller who has the correct answer is going to win a free pair of movie passes thanks to our friends at Adam Tickets. You can download the free Adam Tickets app now or visit atomtickets.com. Earlier, Brent had the reason why Sammy Sosa skin is the shade it is now. 570-1360. If you have the answer why it is the way it is now, you're going to take home the Adam Tickets from good friends at atomtickets.com. What did you make of the All-Star game?
You know, I was driving in and I heard a little what we in the biz called rejoin. And you, Costa, were like, I don't know if it doesn't matter. Why do we even play the game? And I'm driving and going, you're dead. As soon as I get there, you are dead.
Like, that's Steve's line. You're dead to me.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Ask Max Scherzer if it mattered. Throwing Aaron Judge a 3-2 slider at 90 miles an hour. Throwing 98 in the first inning. Grunting like Monica Seles. Tell him it doesn't matter. It's the greatest All-Star game there is, and it's not even close.
I give you that.
It's amazing.
100%.
I loved every second of it. Okay. I wish it was 100 innings long. Okay?
All right. Is Aaron Judge the new face of baseball, or would you say it's Bryce Harper?
He's not, man. And I'm a Yankee fan. Nobody loves Aaron Judge more than me, but I'm not an idiot. Okay? Aaron Judge is fantastic, and he's great for the game. And as good of a player he is, he's a better person and a better kid. But Mike Trout is the face of baseball.
Oh, okay.
Period. Bryce Harper is there's the good guy and the bad guy. Mike is the good guy. Bryce is the bad guy.
Where's the black cowboy hat?
And yeah, exactly. Okay. And Aaron he could be there. I mean, he's had one good half. So, I mean, these guys have been doing it for years. Bryce is, I think, a year older, and he's been to 4 All-Star games. Okay. This is his first.
Number one.
So, come on. I mean, you know, for Rob Manfred to say that, too, is so stupid. I saw that at the game. And as a Yankee fan, I was like, oh, dude, come on.
Let him do something
first. Let him do something, man. He's got a good half in him.
Well, Bryce Harper has done a lot. And for those of you who don't know, Judson Richards has a massive man crush on Bryce Harper.
I'm with him.
I went down the YouTube wormhole last night, and I stumbled upon Judson's channel. Didn't even know he had it.
Wow.
But I found this bit of audio that apparently Judson had thrown up there in the name of Bryce Harper.
You ever been feeling hot, but you're around a pool? And you see that pool, and you see that beautiful water, and you dive in that pool. Pool has the perfect water temperature. Like, you know, like, it's not too hot, it's not too cold. It gives you, like, that second of feeling refreshed. And then you come up out of the water, and what do? And you just throw that hair back. You toss that hair back. There's no better hair toss than that hair toss. And that's what Bryce did. And everyone else is taking photographs with umpires or kind of just going through the motions. Bryce is the guy running around out there, diving for fly balls, getting hits. I mean, he's giving it to you every single game, exhibition or not.
Hey, man, why aren't you streaming my game?
Hey, Bryce. I can't. Yeah, I've got Verizon, and I've already reached my data limit.
You know this is the postseason, right?
Yeah.
You could be missing a classic.
You're killing me, man, but look, more data would cost me a fortune.
What if I just hit a walk-off bomb?
What, he flipped the conversation on Joe Buck and wanted to talk Cowboys football? What can't he do? Riddle me that.
At 9 and 10 years old, I mean, I threw pretty hard, but I had no idea where I was going, so nobody really wanted to face me at that time. So
here's the thing. It really is just game recognized game. You know, game recognized game.
In the offseason especially, I mean, we're such a close, you know, group of family that, I mean, we have a blast together, enjoy it, and, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Bryce Harper's been to, what, 5 All-Star games? He's already been a Rookie of the Year, and he's already won an MVP outright. Bryce Harper is still the face, still the hair, still the body of baseball. And everyone needs to know it. Everyone needs to get in line, please. You're telling me that he's fallen off because Aaron Judge is tall. He's the face.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, you know, the fans were going crazy out there, and they were all taking these selfies, and I was, like, looking up at them, and, like, smiling and, you know, thumbs up and stuff. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to go over there and take a selfie with one of these phones. So, you know, they threw their phone down, and I took the selfie and, you know, got a lot of good feedback.
My man is being challenged for face of the game of baseball. Bryce left high school as a sophomore went to play college baseball as a junior. Mm-hmm. He was drafted number one overall and should have been going into his senior year of high school. Aaron Judge hit two home runs as a freshman at Fresno State University. Did anyone even know they had a baseball program? I mean, seriously. I say that Bryce Harper is the most valuable property in all of sports.
Bryce, you know, you, of course, in Canada are legal drinking age, so a celebratory Canadian beer would seem to make sense after a hit like that. You got a favorite beer, and
question,
are you...
I'm not answering that.
Bryce,
that's a clown question, bro.
No haircut, no shaving, next 6 months.
Wow. Yeah, again, a lot of the strange things happen when you go down the YouTube wormhole late at night. And
absolutely.
That is a devotion. That is a love. That's an unbreakable bond between the
I
two.
Mean, first of all, Judson, settle down on the bashing of Aaron Judge, okay? Because Aaron Judge is a fine player. Bryce Harper is fantastic. He's fantastic. And, if you play against him, you hate him with every fiber of your being. But mm-hmm. if he's on your team,
oh, yeah.
that is your guy, man. That is your guy.
That is Judson's guy.
Yeah.
All right, let's get our second hour qualifier in for the cannon shot of the day. Brent, a drum roll, please. This hour's qualifier from the text line. If I'm the Chargers, I call the fire department so they can stop the pain of burning in a dumpster fire. All right, with the trade deadline coming up, should any Padre be untouchable if the big season for them is still a few years away? We'll discuss after this.